Wow. It has been a long, long, long time since I've done a podcast from in the tub. Seriously, it's been well over a year since I have done this. And this reminds me of my earlier seasons when I was figuring out how to navigate those shadows and how to, I don't know, blend, right? Integrate, blend them back into my being. And lo and behold, as the world turns, here I am, back in a tub, back talking to myself. Essentially. But that's where a lot of good thoughts are born and a lot of perspective. And let me tell you a little something. I have gained a lot of perspective in the past, I don't know, lifetime, but more specifically, 7 or 8 months. I said a lot of things, and the universe wanted to make sure that I meant those things. So I've made some podcasts on my social media where I have kind of retracted a couple of things. And I don't want to say retract because in that moment, I did feel that way and that was my perspective. However, it did evolve. And one of those things being that buildings don't matter. I was like, buildings don't matter. It's the people in the buildings that matter. And, you know, that's what's most important. And obviously, people do trump buildings, of course they do, but at the same time, buildings are important because we do need shelter and we do need comfort and we do need to be able to have our things and have our space and protection, you know. So I have a different perspective because the universe decided to make me eat my words, and it's happened with many different things over my lifetime, but it's just so apparent that some of the issues that I've been facing are my own issues that I did create. And I created them by believing one way and losing the attachment that I had with buildings. I stopped valuing them. I lost that attachment. I lost that attachment with people at one point because I stopped valuing the individual person because I was looking at things differently. And so now I am forced to sit with everything because I'm not in so much of a fight or flight mode where I have my basic needs being met. I can have a little bit of breathing room to be able to think and to be able to process some of this because it's a lot to process. It really is, especially because I like to try to be someone who doesn't care what anyone thinks. I do. I try my very, very, very best, but I am also human. And it can be a little lonely sometimes being in this position of self-discovery. And, you know, I would even call it an addiction, because I can't stop growth. I'm actually learning how to kind of relax. So, blah, 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 blah. I got into my apartment, and the second that I had a moment to breathe, I was like, all right, I had a moment to breathe. I have a roof over my head. Let's go. Let's figure it out. What's next? And where I understand, you know, I obviously want to jump back into it, and I want to just use what I've been through to transmute change. Like, I want all those things. But I also really need to just sit for a minute, breathe for a minute. Like, and it's hard. It's hard to say, you know what? I'm not going to schedule anything for the whole day. I'm not scheduling anything. And I am going to just be uncomfortable and sit with this uncomfortable feeling because I want to go, 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 do, do, do. And my body is telling me stop. And it's telling me like, why do you not deserve a moment? You know, I've been through a lot. And I keep saying that. I keep saying that. Everyone's been through a lot. I get it. We've all been through a lot. It's been a little bit harder recently because in times that the universe gives you a break and lets you kind of just chill out, it's an ebb and a flow. Sometimes life is great. Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes life is great. Sometimes life is hard. That's just how it is. It's always going to be that way. But on my good moments, I was doing self-discovery. So I was purposely healing past traumas and stuff that I didn't even know about, some of it. It was coming up. So when I hit a bad season, I never had the good season. And the bad season just felt even worse. And here I am. And I'm like trying to go, go, go. And it's like, didn't you learn your lesson? And it's not to say that like, I can't go, go, go. That's fine. But also, I need to integrate this stuff and I need to heal. And how good am I for the people around me if I'm not working on that? And if I'm not my best version of myself, which I'm not right now, because I'm really just trying to regulate my nervous system, I would say. That's been really hard, and I have gotten relief recently. Thank God. Literally, thank God. But prayers didn't help. Church didn't help. Good deeds didn't help. Anything outside of myself actually didn't help. What helped was just feeling it and understanding it and putting words to what was happening to my body. Also going to a lot of online, I have been doing very well, but a lot of online AA groups with the 319. It's a 24-hour Zoom link, and so you always have access to this AA group, and I have been jumping on it morning, afternoon, night. Sometimes I'll just like lay there and just listen to people talk. And it's been such a godsend for me because I am processing a lot of energy, and it's a lot on my body when my body's already tired, when my body has been in the survival mode of go, 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 go. I think I went on like 3 hours of sleep for a really long period, which is fine because I had practiced. I had already done that when I was working on my business and I was doing all of that stuff. I was literally only sleeping for 3-4 hours a night. So I had trained my body to be able to withstand what life has been throwing at me. And I don't think that's a mistake. I really don't. I don't think it's a mistake that I was always one step ahead of everything that was happening to me. Oh my God, this whole group of people thinks you're freaking crazy. Okay. But you already got ahead of it. You've been talking to this person every single week and you've been making these decisions that are extremely clear and extremely, you know, beneficial in your own idea of what is beneficial. So I was able to stay ahead of what was happening to me. And that was in my professional sense as well as, you know, personally. And I understood homelessness before I was ever even homeless. So I even had a nickname, Homeless Barbie. I was talking to this man outside of a church and he's homeless. And he was at the time. I don't know if he is now. And he's like, oh yeah, homeless Barbie comes equipped with her own EBT card and blah, blah, blah. And I was dying laughing. He had me rolling. But, you know, the thing is that I didn't even fit into the homeless community because I never picked up alcohol and I don't do drugs. So even for them, they were kind of like, look at this girl coming in here and just kind of making this all look easy and calling herself homeless Barbie and dressing up in her Goodwill jacket that's amazing, by the way. And, you know, it looks one way. So I even found resistance amongst the homeless community where they were like all set with anything I had to say. But I also found some of the best connections, and I still have those connections. I have friends in all kinds of places that I check on and I help and I have conversation with and I sit in the park with. And I love that. I can't wait for the summertime so that I am able to do that again, because it got really dark for me for a while and I haven't been able to have that time with, you know, those connections that I've made. So I feel like I don't even know where this began and where it is. It's just kind of this flow of kind of, I guess, like woe is me a little bit, which I don't want to do. I want to have a healthy balance of understanding my pain and trauma that I've gone through, but also using it as a stepping stone and getting all the strength out of it, extracting all that strength, because being in victim mode doesn't help anyone either. But when you're not in victim mode, you have to be careful, because you're going to get this surge of energy and it's going to just start. That's the other part. It's more comfortable to be in victim mode because it's a little bit slower there. Once you start to regain your power and find that power, it gives you energy, of course. Obviously, you know, you start to feel good, you start to get energy, you're extracting the power out of it, and you're saying, I'm not a victim anymore, and I'm choosing to look at this like it was a field trip. It was a field trip to another realm, and that realm got a little bit bumpy. But I'm here now, and how can I move forward? How can I get the very best out of, you know, what I had to deal with? And I think that's where I'm at. I have a lot of words that I'm saying, and it's easy to say them, but it's a little bit harder to put actions with it when your nervous system is trying to regulate. And it's mind over matter. Some days it's like, literally, I feel like I'm in a movie, kind of. Some days it's just touch and go, and I feel like I'm gonna be sick all day long and I'm dizzy and I just don't know what's happening. And then some days I feel strong and I feel confident and I feel like I know what I'm doing and I see my purpose. But it's a web and a flow. Life was never said that it was gonna be easy. And I wouldn't want it to be easy anyway. Like, you know, okay, so it's easy to say this now that I'm sitting in a nice warm tub in my apartment in the town I wanted to be in, essentially, and my kids are at school, so it's easy to say this, but I'm really happy the way that everything turned out, and I wouldn't change anything at all, because this is just how it's meant to be, or it wouldn't be this way. I am here in this tub, in this apartment, in this town, in this world, in this universe for a reason. And I'm going to own my space here, even if it's just for today, with this podcast. And I'm going to, I don't know, I'm going to try to be better than I was yesterday. And then tomorrow, I'm going to try to be better than I was today, because we're never really going to know what we're doing. We just have to try. We have to try really hard, or else what's the point, right? But I'm going to end that here. Thank you for listening to this. And I know that it kind of had a weird flow to it, but I'm just getting back into the swing of things, and I'm trying to not feel nauseous in my everyday life. So please be kind, and please send me all the good juju that you can. I appreciate you.